On KOIN in Portland, coming up to 11 o'clock, CBS News is next. My name's Bill Garrity. I'll be sitting in here listening to Mystery Theater with you in just 8 minutes from now.
CBS News. Demonstrators continued to surge around Secretary of State Kissinger's hotel in Jerusalem. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Young right-wing Israeli demonstrators have been jammed up against iron barriers all night, barriers set up to keep them from getting too close to the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, where Secretary Kissinger is staying. Arriving in Israel yesterday, Kissinger appealed to Israelis to support their government as it works toward a peace agreement with Egypt. But all through the course of last evening, right-wingers opposed to any territorial concessions to Egypt harassed the secretary. Bruno Wassertile reports on the trouble Kissinger's driver had getting him to the Israeli parliament last night.
Time and time again, the motorcade had to change course to avoid demonstrators who had planted themselves on the roads to protest against the terms of the interim agreement that the secretary is trying to conclude between Israel and Egypt. It was the second time Kissinger had to take evasive action since he landed in Israel a few hours before. Earlier, the secretary had to fly to Jerusalem in an Israeli army helicopter because demonstrators had blocked the main entrance to the city. Police there had to use tear gas and truncheons to get the protesters to move. There was one pro-Kissinger rally during the day, but it was dwarfed in size by the dramatic and sometimes violent outpourings of anti-Kissinger sentiment. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News at the Knesset in Jerusalem.
On Friday, Kissinger will travel to Egypt for negotiations. He's to make a stop in Damascus before returning to Israel on Saturday. More news in a moment.
They said it could be done. Kill, please, and takes all in one. The two-in-one collar from Hearts. The two-in-one collar from Hearts.
Why should your dog suffer with fleas and ticks? If he's not wearing the Hearts two-in-one collar, get him one today. It'll make his summer beautiful.
It really works killing fleas. Help him take miseries. The two-in-one collar from Hearts.
The Hearts two-in-one collar. One incredible collar that kills both fleas and ticks.
A prenatal care message from the March of Dimes.
Hello, this is Bobby Bonds of the New York Yankees. We know how important the number 9 is in the game of baseball, but the number 9 also means something special to an expectant mother because normally the mother's body serves as her baby's home for its first 9 months. Proper nutrition is especially important at this time because what the mother eats is the only nutrition the unborn baby gets. Eat well for your baby's good health. The March of Dimes says, be good to your baby before it is born.
Police and firemen are going back to work in San Francisco. They started returning Thursday night after a controversial move by Mayor Joseph Alioto. He declared a state of emergency and granted the men 13% pay raises. Earlier, the city's Board of Supervisors had rejected those raises. American and Soviet negotiators in Geneva have decided to renounce certain possible techniques for warfare. A report from Ike Pappas in Washington.
The Soviet Union and the United States have agreed not to use techniques to change the environment for any military or hostile purpose. Specifically banned is the creation of earthquakes or tidal waves to destroy an enemy, melting the polar ice cap to flood his coastlines, and tampering with the ozone layer that surrounds the Earth in an effort to scorch an enemy. Critics contend that the potential uses of the environment as a weapon are so far-fetched that the treaty is unnecessary and only detente window dressing. But Admiral Tom Davies, chief American negotiator, disagrees.
I think that you'd find many scientists that agree that it's a high likelihood that in the next decade or so we'll find ourselves faced with many of these possibilities if we don't act now.
The treaty does not ban the development of ways to change the environment for peaceful purposes. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Washington.
As expected, the legislative body in Venezuela has completed approval on a measure calling for complete state takeover of that nation's oil industry. Venezuela's president is expected to sign the measure, which would become effective January 1st. Most of the Venezuelan oil interests are American-owned. The U.S. firms are to be compensated for their assets. Venezuela is the world's third largest oil exporting country. In what may be the largest spending program ever undertaken by the auto industry, General Motors has announced plans to spend $15 billion in the next 5 years to develop and produce small, fuel-efficient cars. Now this.
McDonald's large fries.
A treat you can eat. A game you can play.
Make that the fry work.
This is the way.
What do you call a group of french fries that get together in a big red box for a good time?
A fraternity!
Where do I have the baby french fries?
In a fry chair.
And now for some fry bollocks.
lobster.
My daughter eats so many French fries. You know what we call her?
Small fries.
No, Elizabeth.
McDonald's large fries. Crisp, golden, and delicious. They're quite tasty.
You know what they're famous for? What is it?
Wildcat strike by coal miners in southern West Virginia is spreading into other states. The walkout has already idled about 30,000 miners in West Virginia. Now some miners in eastern Kentucky are staying out, and a small group of miners in Ohio joined the work boycott. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Senator Bob Packwood says the need for more electricity and agriculture will force the Navy to vacate the Boardman bombing range in Oregon within 2 years. The Oregon Republican predicted the Navy would leave the site by 1978 when he was in Hermiston 2 years ago. He said today during a tour of a potato farm and processing plant in Hermiston that he thinks the date is still valid. Packwood said that the Carty Reservoir site near the range is still one of the best available for nuclear power development. Agricultural spokesmen have said the bombing range contains 50,000 acres suitable for farming, and the range is an obstacle of major pumping lines to serve dry land farms. Bonneville Power Administration said today the Federal Power Commission has approved its new rate schedules, which call for a 27% increase for the period ending in December of 1979. The FPC last December granted an interim increase for 1 year starting last December 20th. The additional revenues accrued to BPA over the 5 year period will amount to $320 million. BPA sells power at wholesale rates to public and private utilities, electroprocess industries, and state and federal agencies in the Pacific Northwest and over an interstate to the Pacific Southwest. The cost of consumer goods increased almost 2% in the Portland area during the second quarter of 1975, according to statistics released today by the U.S. Labor Department. Most of the increase resulted from higher prices on meats, fruits, and vegetables. FBI agents in Portland have arrested an Alabama fugitive on a charge of unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. An FBI spokesman said 45-year-old Claude Crane Jr. was arrested on a charge of fleeing Alabama to avoid confinement for robbery. He had been sentenced to 10 years for robbery. The Oregon and Washington fishery agencies at a joint meeting in Portland today set 6 p.m. tomorrow as the closure of the current Lower Columbia River commercial gillnet season. The weather forecast for Portland, Vancouver, cloudy tonight, Friday, and Saturday. Increasing chance of rain Friday night, showers on Saturday. Lows 50 to 55 degrees. A little cooler days with the high near 70 Friday, upper 60s on Saturday. The chance of measurable rainfall, 10% tonight and Friday, 30% Friday night. The present temperature in downtown Portland, 58 degrees. That's KOIN News to 11 and a half after, to, or 8 and a half after 11, I should say. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. I have an unusual story for you about two young people kept in seclusion from the world. Their minds stunted, their thinking warped, their fantasies soaring into the supernatural. What is real and what is unreal seem to be melting into each other in a weird and frightening dream. When Mary began to ask questions, Frieda Kurtz, the housekeeper, told her,
"It's to test you, to tease you. And they did that to Carol when she first came. She got to love them. We were all sad when she left. On a Friday. Unlucky Friday. How did you know? I've heard all the gossip. I've heard about Gareth, too. They told you about him? Why are you trembling, Frieda?
You have seen him?
No. He used to work here, I understand. But you asked me if I'd seen him. I thought you and I were the only employees in this house.
Why, dear,
I don't know what I meant by that. I must go. I must take care of the children. Don't ask me any more.
Our mystery drama, Circle of Evil, was written especially for Mystery Theater by Sidney Sloan and stars Marion Seldes and Christopher Tabori. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The following fable is presented to make you want to buy a Buick.
As a girl, I had certain aspirations for myself that were not quite the same as the aspirations that others had for me. Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be president.
That's nice, honey. Of what?
The United States.
Don't be ridiculous, dear. The best you can hope for is first lady.
Even when I got older, things weren't much better. Dad, I want to go to law school and have my own practice.
But, dear, wouldn't you rather go to charm school and have a big wedding?
But today, a woman can do anything a man can. Take the car I just bought, a Buick Century. Not cute, but sporty and good-looking. The kind of car only men are supposed to know about. When I told my father the Century was the only American-made mid-sized car with a V6 engine, he was surprised. When I told him about the great deal I got on the Century, he was impressed and said I would make somebody a good wife. Then when I told him I was running for Congress, he bit off the arm of his chair.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. You know, use of the metric system as a uniform system of measurement in this country is growing rapidly. But of course, you want to know how it will affect you, right? Well, take driving your car, for example. The kilometer will replace the mile in expressing distances. Right now, 1 mile is equal to 1,760 yards or 5,280 feet. Now, isn't it easier to remember that 1 kilometer is equal to 1,000 meters? Your car's speedometer will also change from miles per hour to kilometers per hour. So will speed limit signs on the highways. And again, the standard unit of measure will be the meter. And so when you order a tank full of gas, the liquid measure will be in liters, not gallons. For example, a fill-up of 16 gallons is equal to 60 liters. For more information on the metric system, write to Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C. When the rickety old taxi had deposited her in front of Greystone Manor that dark, cold, rainy day in late autumn, Mary Richards almost changed her mind. Called the taxi back to return her to the station. There was something ominous about the big, ugly Victorian house. It was too much like the illustrations she remembered from the gruesome fairy tales of her childhood. When she had dragged her heavy suitcases to the top of the stone steps, she stopped. She was suddenly gripped by a nameless fear, a crippling fear of the unknown. However, after a moment, she made her way to the large oak door and rang the bell.
Yes? I'm Mary Richards. Oh, yes, yes, of course. You must be the new governess. I'm Frieda, Frieda Kurtz. I'm the housekeeper. Oh, come in out of the rain. Let me take your suitcase. Oh, thank you, I can manage. Now, follow me. Your room is back here, down this hall. See, the children's quarters are on the second floor. All the help have their quarters down here.
Oh, are there many servants?
Oh, it's funny the way I said that, help. You and I are the only help in this old house.
Really? But the house is so large.
Oh, we only use a small part of it. The rest is closed off. Used to be a big family living here. Big, 10 people all the time. Sometimes as many as 15, 16.
Oh, they're all away?
They're all dead. At least, most of them.
What?
All the grown-ups except Mr. Dykeman. William Dykeman. Then there are the two children, Andrea and Alex. You're to take care of them.
Oh, yes. Mr. Dykeman interviewed me at the agency in New York for the job.
He's Andrea and Alex's guardian. He's their uncle. Didn't he say anything about this place? What you were to do?
No, just that I was to look after the children, supervise their education until they would be ready for something more formal, until they'd be old enough to go away to school.
old enough. How old did he say they were, Andrea and Alex?
He didn't say. I gather they must be quite young. 5, 6.
Oh, dear. You're in for a surprise.
Surprise?
Andrea is 18. Alex is 20.
So you're the new nanny, are you? I wonder if you're going to like it here.
Oh, shut up, Alex. You mustn't mind him, Miss Richards. He's always like this at first.
I like to play games. Don't you, Nanny? Hide and seek, that's my favorite. In this house, there are so many good places to hide. You'd never be found till it was too late.
Alex, stop it. Stop it, please.
I'll stop. I'll stop it for good. That'll make you happy. Bye, Andrea. Bye, Nanny.
Oh, please forgive him. He's not always rude, Miss Richards. You'll get to like him in time.
In time?
Well, Carol Wicker did. At first she hated
him. Carol Wicker?
Well, she was the governess before you.
She left?
You might say that, Miss Richards. Look, may I call you Mary? It sounds so formal to call you Miss Richards.
Oh, of course. Now, this Miss Wicker, how long did she stay?
Oh, nearly 2 years. 1 year and 11 months. She left on a Friday. I always feel Fridays are unlucky, don't you, Mary?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, Carol hated them. She would weep in her room on Fridays.
What?
Oh, not for the first few months. But later, she would weep in her room. She was in love. And he...
Andrea, I wonder if you would mind changing the subject.
Oh, of course, Mary. I didn't know. I didn't think that...
Didn't think what?
That you had met him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gareth Nordway was very handsome. And she was very much in love with him. He has a way with the
Please,
ladies.
Andrea, I do not wish to continue this.
So you've met him, too?
No, I haven't met him, and I don't wish to discuss this further.
You'll meet him, Mary. You'll meet him.
Yes? We're having supper up in the playroom. Wouldn't you like to come up and eat with the children?
Come in, Mrs. Kurtz. I want to talk to you.
Oh, you haven't unpacked yet. Do you want me to help you?
No. As a matter of fact, I've decided that this job isn't exactly what I'd contracted for.
You're leaving?
Yes. I'm afraid this is more than I can handle. Mr. Dykeman gave me to understand that I'd be working with children.
They are children.
No. They are two young people who need attention, who seem to need psychiatric help, and I'm not qualified for the job. I've placed a call to Mr. Dykeman in New York.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. It's that crazy act they're putting on for you.
Act?
Sure. It's to test you, to tease you. It's only a joke. They did that to Carol when she first came, and she got to love them. We were all sad when she left.
On a Friday? Unlucky Friday?
Oh, yes, how did you know?
I've had all the gossip. I've heard about Gareth, too.
They told you about him?
Yes. Why are you trembling?
Have you seen him?
No. Does he work here?
He used to. He was the chauffeur.
Used to work here. But you asked me if I'd seen him.
Oh, did I? I don't know what I meant by that. I must go and have my supper now. They're waiting.
Mrs. Kurtz, wait. Hello. Mr. Dykeman, please. Mary Richards calling.
What?
Well, when will he be back? Well, how can he be reached? I'm the governess. I mean, he hired me recently to take care of his niece and his nephew, and I...
No.
It's nothing to do with the salary. That's quite satisfactory. It's just that... When may I expect to hear from him? Well, if he doesn't call, I shall leave Greystone Manor on the 31st. That's 2 weeks and 3 days. Who's there?
It's Alex Murray.
Yes, Alex?
May I come in?
Come in.
You've locked yourself away from us here in your room.
We haven't seen you for the last 2 days.
Yes.
Haven't you been well?
Nothing wrong with my health.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but aren't you our governess? Shouldn't you be teaching us something? Something useful? That's what you're being paid for.
Alex, if we're going to speak to each other at all, you'll have to drop this snide manner.
Snide? Whatever do you mean?
You're not a child. Neither is your sister, so stop this childish teasing. I shall only be here till the end of the month.
You're leaving us?
I accepted this job as a governess to take care of and teach young children. That's what I'm qualified to do. I'm not qualified.
Say it. Go on, Mary, say it. You think I'm mad, don't you? You think Andrea is too, don't you?
I think...
My uncle does too. That's why he keeps us here, away from the world. Why he hires governesses for us to take care of us.
Why does he?
Because he can't let the story come out. Too unsettling. Impossible. Scandalous. He's ashamed of us.
I don't understand.
Perhaps it's better that you don't.
Alex, where are you?
Oh, that's Frida. She's looking for me.
Well, open the door and tell her where you are.
No.
Well, I will then. Mrs. Curtsy's here. In here with me.
Oh, there you are, you naughty boy. Hiding from Frida. Now come, we're having tea upstairs in the nursery. And I've baked your favorite, apple kuchen.
No, I don't want any. I want to stay and talk with Mary. I've got things to explain to her.
No, you come.
I won't come.
Don't force him if he doesn't want to.
You stay out of this, miss. When I tell him to do something, he must do it.
But I'm...
And you are nothing here. I know all about your calling Mr. Dykeman. Wanting to quit your job here, I know.
I told you I was going to call. I wasn't concealing it.
But he didn't speak with you, did he? Mr. Dykeman called me. Told me what to do.
Well, why didn't he answer my call to him?
Because he wanted to talk to you in person. He's coming here to talk. And you will stay here until he comes.
The house doesn't look so gloomy when the sun is shining, does it?
Oh, Andrea, I thought I was alone out here.
You're very unhappy here, aren't you?
Oh, uncomfortable is closer to it. It's just that everything is so strange, so uncertain.
Like living in a dream?
Yes. Yes, like a dream, but not a very pleasant one.
You'll be going soon.
10 days.
I'm sorry. You can help us.
Help you?
Oh, Alex knows that, too. We want you to stay.
Oh, that's very flattering, Andrea, but I can't possibly help you. I don't even know what kind of help you need.
We can tell you. Show you. We need your strength. Please say you'll stay.
I'm only staying till the end of the month.
End of the month. Well, then, that'll have to do. That'll be long enough. Tonight, we will show you what we mean.
Hello? Yes?
Did I wake you, Mary?
No, I was reading. I wasn't asleep.
Please come to the large drawing room on the third floor as soon as you can.
What is it?
I can't tell you over the house phone. Please.
Very well. It'll take me a few minutes to dress.
No. Just put on your robe. Come now, please.
I'll come right up. Andrea? Strange, this is the room. Andrea? Perhaps she meant the room at the end of the hall.
No, Mary. She meant this one.
What? Who are you? I can't see you in the dark.
Don't be frightened, Mary.
You know me?
They've told me about you. You're beautiful.
Mary? Mary? Where are you?
Here, Andrea.
Oh, I was afraid you'd gone to the wrong place.
No. Aren't there any lights in this room?
Oh, there used to be, but the mice nibbled the wires, Alex says, and they don't work. I have a flashlight.
Light it.
There.
A That's very strange.
What?
A moment ago, I spoke to a man in the dark. A man whose name you mentioned to me. Gareth?
Gareth Norway. He was here. Where is he?
He left very suddenly. You told me about him. A chauffeur, wasn't he?
Many years ago.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Flash your light here on the floor.
There are no footprints.
No. The dust is heavy on the floor, and your footprints are plainly marked, as are mine.
But none for Gareth.
None.
The dead do not leave footprints, Mary.
I want an answer. I must have an answer.
Just accept what you see, what you hear.
Dead. He's been dead for nearly 15 years.
Dead, and yet not dead.
Well, what sort of nonsense is this?
It's not nonsense. You spoke with him.
What are you trying to do to me? I don't believe in spirits and ghosts and the supernatural. It was some sort of trick, wasn't it? Tell me the truth.
Believe this. Gareth is here. Possibly right in this room.
No, I don't believe you. It's all in your mind. It's some morbid story that somebody told you when you were children. If this house frightens you and depresses you, why don't you run away from it? You don't have to stay.
But we do.
What?
We cannot leave. He won't let us leave. He holds us. He keeps us here. It is part of his revenge.
Revenge? Do you expect me to believe...
Revenge for his murder. He says he was murdered. And he will not stop until all of us, all of our blood, are dead.
Already Mary Richards had fallen under the spell of the old house. She was beginning to believe the unbelievable. Had she really spoken to the spirit of Gareth Nordway? Or was this just a frightening thought conjured up by the strange young people who inhabit Greystone Manor? Perhaps we will find some of the answers in Act Two.
I'm Hy Brown, producer of Radio Mystery Theater. As you may know, we've drawn the name of the first lucky winner in the contest we're having with Walt Disney World. Grand prize this week to 11-year-old Michael Honick of Fort Madison, Iowa. Now comes your big chance to win an all-expense-paid trip for four to fantastic Walt Disney World near Orlando, Florida. A first-class flight, 1 week stay at the Dutch Inn, all meals, all attractions. There's something for everybody at this vacation kingdom of the world where you can relax on the shores of a beautiful lake, fish, play golf, camp, watch animals, take spectacular rides, and much more. Make the trip whenever you want during the coming year. And for runners-up, 100 of those neat Mickey Mouse watches every week of the contest. It's very simple to be eligible, so get the details. I'll bring them to you right after the next act of Mystery Theater.
The war's over. We don't have to think about it anymore. We can pack away those bitter memories. But what about the people who served their country? Can we pack them away and forget them till they're needed again? And can we tell those that are disabled that they're no longer of any use to us? If you're someone with a job to give, can you ignore the fact that over 1 million veterans will need a job this year? Or the fact that their alternative is welfare? What a waste of your tax dollars and their lives. These are responsible men and women with experience, skills, maturity. Even the disabled can still do a job well. The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Richard searched for an explanation of the events which had occurred, but which she, with her logical mind, could not accept. She waited impatiently for the arrival of William Dyckman, hoping that he could answer the questions to which she could find no answers. His first words were very reassuring.
I've come out here for one reason, Miss Richards, and one reason only, and
That is to put these stupid superstitions to rest once and for all.
You don't believe them, Mr. Dutton?
Definitely not. They're rubbish. The product of idle minds, childish nonsense.
But I have seen him, seen Gareth Nordway.
You have been made to believe that you have seen him. Miss Richards, it must have occurred to you that Andrea and Alex are, well, how shall I say, not quite normal.
Well, their behavior is somewhat bizarre. Strange,
just
but...
pranks, childish pranks. Nothing serious, however, wouldn't you say?
But I'm not competent to judge. I'd say that it was more than childish pranks. Frieda told me that almost the entire family died in a rather mysterious fashion. Almost all at the same time. She seemed to hint there was something supernatural behind it all.
All that? Well, one can hardly call a serious epidemic of flu supernatural. We lost 8. No, 9 members of our family. It was a terrible tragedy. Altogether in this house, we must have passed the virus to each other. Terrible thing to happen to a family. Alex and Andrea were little more than infants at the time. It very definitely affected them.
I see.
By your tone, I can see you don't believe me.
If the two children were affected by this tragedy, if indeed it twisted their minds, why wasn't something more constructive done for them?
Why, Miss Richard,
why weren't they given the psychiatric help? Why were they kept here virtually prisoners instead of being taken to a more healthful place?
I find it difficult to answer that.
Why? Because you are responsible for keeping them here?
In a way, yes.
But what do you have to gain from all of this?
Well, now, really, Miss Richards, I cannot tolerate this interrogation from a...
A hired servant. Don't let that disturb you, Mr. Dyckman. I'm quitting this job as of the 31st. There is nothing that could induce me to stay on any longer. Good day.
Wait.
I have nothing more to say to you, Mr. Dyckman.
But you do intend to speak to... others.
Yes. There's something hidden here that's festering like an infected wound. Something that needs the light of day.
If you mean that you intend to go to the police or force some sort of investigation...
I shall certainly do something of that sort.
Well, then let me warn you, you can be stopped very effectively.
Are you threatening me?
Threatening you? I wouldn't think of it. But I must, in your own interest, prevent you from causing yourself hardship. Yes, and perhaps even injury.
Yes?
It's Andrea. May I come in?
Yes, of course.
I don't want to bother you.
Come in, come in. I was just reading. Was something troubling you? You look upset.
I am. My uncle called earlier and spoke to Frieda. He's hired another governess.
That was to be expected, since I am leaving at the end of the month.
No! You are leaving Friday. You haven't been told yet. That's the day she is arriving. Oh, if only Alex and I could go with you.
Well, why can't you?
You know why.
No, I don't. Andrea, who does all this belong to?
You mean this house?
All, the house, the grounds, the money, the entire estate.
Well, to Alex and me.
And your uncle?
Well, he's our guardian.
Oh, he manages the estate.
Until we're of age. 21, specifically. Alex will be 21 in 7 months, and I've got nearly 2.5 years to go.
And when that time comes, when you and Alex finally come into your money, Uncle will find himself in somewhat reduced circumstances.
But it never was his money.
He controlled it. He used it.
For us.
I wonder.
Mary. Mary, listen to me. I must speak to you, Mary.
Who is...
Mary, listen to me.
Who's there? Who is it?
Don't be frightened. I said don't scream. It'll alarm you. I'll let you speak if you promise not to scream again. Promise?
Yes.
Good.
Who are you?
We have met before. Spoken before.
Oh, yes, that voice. I remember Gareth. Gareth
Nordway.
I have seen you so many times when you didn't know I was there.
What do you want?
I'm going to tell you something, and I want your help.
Help? How can I help you?
To right a wrong. A wrong done me many years ago.
This is all a dream.
I was a servant here. A chauffeur. A lowly unknown. No family, no. Cynthia was 18. Beautiful. A member of the rich and snobbish Dykeman clan. But she didn't see me as the dirty stable boy. That's what Uncle William called me when he found out she loved me. And I loved her. Well, we ran away. And we were married. For one ecstatic month, we hid while they searched for us. When they found us, Cynthia was dragged back here. Unknown was planned. Then I came back.
Expected I would help you.
You've already begun that. William fears you. He's afraid you'll search until you brought that truth out.
But I suspected that something was being concealed.
You will search it out. Now you know. And you will.
No. No. This is a dream. It's a dream. It's not happening.
I'm asleep, and it's only a dream.
Going cycling again, Mary?
Oh, Alex, what are you doing in the garage? I hope you don't mind if I use your bike.
Not at all, since it's not mine. I've got another bike. Mind if I come along?
Well, I wasn't exactly going just for a ride.
Going into the village, then?
Alex, I had a strange dream last night.
It was Gareth, wasn't it?
However did you know?
It's his way. He's working on you. He told you a story, didn't he?
Yes, tragic. I almost wept for him.
Oh, he's won you over, Mary. The way he won Carol over. He wants your help. He'll try to use you. Listen to me, Mary. Gareth can be very persuasive when he wants to be. He can make you believe the most ridiculous things.
I don't want to hear any more about Gareth.
Let me tell you the true story. Or at least the official version of the tragedy.
I don't want to hear it.
You better listen. Cynthia was attracted to Gareth Norway. Everyone knows that. She flirted with him, some say. Whatever it wasn't love. Not on her part. Gareth kept after her, and finally...
They ran away together? They married?
No. He tried to get her to go away with him. She refused. He got angry. Wild. He kidnapped her. Uncle William chased them. Found them. Gareth drew his knife. Uncle William shot him.
That's how it was?
That's the way the police got the story. It was called self-defense. Case was dismissed.
And Cynthia...
He killed her. Well, as the story goes, the first shot wounded him. But he was able to stab her with his knife. Uncle William fired at him again.
I believed him. I believed Gareth.
Carol Wicker believed him.
And committed suicide.
No.
But I heard...
She did not kill herself. She was murdered.
deeper and deeper, Mary Richards plunges into the morass of claims and counterclaims. The circle of evil that surrounds the old gray house is being drawn tighter and tighter around the lives of all who dwell there. As though fighting up to the surface of a stagnant pool that threatens to suffocate her with its vile and rotting weeds, Mary reaches out for help. I'll be back in a moment with Act Three.
I'm Hi Brown, director of Mystery Theater. This month, we in Walt Disney World are giving 16 lucky people all-expense-paid vacations at Walt Disney World near Orlando, Florida. Just send your name and address, and each week in August, we'll select the lucky winners in random drawings. You can win a week of fun for four at the Vacation Kingdom of the World. Fly first class. Stay in the Dutch Inn. Get free tickets to all rides and attractions in the Magic Kingdom, including Disney's spectacular bicentennial celebration, America on Parade. There are 400 Mickey Mouse watches as prizes also. Send your name and address to Mystery Theater, P.O. Box 1, Radio City Station, New York, 10019. Contest void where prohibited. Employees of CBS and Walt Disney not eligible. Write today. Mystery Theater, P.O. Box 1, Radio City Station, New York. Entries received by September 3 are eligible for at least one drawing. Winners will be notified by mail.
Welcome to Gurley's Department Store.
What?
Please announce your floor. This elevator is activated by your voice.
I want the maternity shop.
A 12th floor. Watch the door. Are you pregnant?
Yes. Are you sure you're recording?
I am a recording. Have you seen a doctor?
Yes, at the beginning of my pregnancy, and I'll see him often during it.
Do you plan to follow his advice?
Of course. I'm not going to take any medicine unless he prescribes it. I'll get plenty of rest and do some moderate exercise.
And what about your diet?
I'll eat the right foods. Foods that are good for me and good for my baby.
12th floor, maternity.
Thanks. A recording. I'm talking to a recording.
Remember what the March of Dimes says. Be good to your baby before it is born.
Richard's sleep that night was filled with frightening dreams. Dreams of frustration in which she could not fight or defend herself from unknown and unnamed forces. She found herself slipping into a deep abyss, the sides of which afforded not the slightest foothold. Her fingers, clutching at the slimy walls, could grasp nothing. The next morning, clear and sunny, brought with it the resolution to take positive action, to reach out to the sane world outside for help.
Hello. County Coroner's Office. Mr. Lascom. My name is Mary Richards. I'm inquiring about the late Carol Wicker. No, I'm not a relative. Let's say that I'm a friend. Was a friend. Yes. Now, I've read your report on her death. I got the transcript from the Bureau of Records. Well, I'm just a bit confused. Your original opinion was that she might have been struck with a club or some other blunt instrument. But your final opinion was that her death was caused by an overdose of sleeping pills. Well, I was just wondering why you changed your mind. New evidence. What new evidence? That she had been upset, melancholy, despondent. Well, who gave you that evidence? Oh, I see. Well, the reason for this call is to ask, how does one go about getting permission to exhume a body?
I'm not so sure you're doing the right thing, Mary.
After all, Carol was in a bad state of mind, unhappy, depressed.
And she knew something. Something which might prove embarrassing. It was your Uncle William who supplied the information that changed the coroner's opinion. Don't you find that interesting? I do.
You're jumping to conclusions, Mary.
Am I? All you know has been told to you, and you believe what you've been told.
Mary, we don't know what we believe anymore.
Well, where did you get your version of what happened to Carol Wicker?
Frieda told us.
And who does Frieda work for?
Frieda works for me, Miss Richards.
Mr. Dyckman.
Well, 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 children, now, are you going to greet Uncle William?
Good afternoon, Uncle William.
That's nice. Now, would you mind leaving the room? I should like to speak to Miss Richards in private.
Anything you have to say, it better be said in the presence of witnesses.
Witnesses? Children?
And I think you better stop referring to them as children.
Oh, well, very well, they may stay. Now, may I ask the purpose of your call to the county coroner?
I see the news of my call was relayed to you very quickly.
Well, do you think it's strange that Mr. Lascombe would call me?
No, not strange at all. I rather expected that he would.
I would like to dissuade you from your purpose. I think nothing will be gained by digging up the remains of poor Carol Wicker.
You can't change my mind. I have the exhumation order, and I have only to order the men from the cemetery.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. And I see you're not going to listen to me. So I'm going to make matters easier for you. I have ordered the men, the gravediggers, to be there tomorrow night at 9.
Good.
The remains will be delivered to the coroner for re-examination.
I would prefer that the examination be made by a doctor of my choosing.
Well, of course, but until you have engaged a man, the body will be sent to the county morgue. That is a state law. I have no control over it.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
But don't mention it, Miss Richards. Anything to keep you and the children entertained?
Is that you, Alex?
Yes, Andrea.
Where have you been?
Upstairs, in the old part of the house.
Looking for him?
I thought he would want to speak to us.
Are you certain that he can?
That he... Are you beginning to have doubts?
I don't know. Uncle William is going to have us committed. I heard him speaking with Frieda. He said he'd had enough trouble. He doesn't care if the entire matter comes out.
We're going to be locked up. Treated as though we're insane.
Isn't it possible, Alex, that we are?
No. No, we're just frightened. Afraid. Don't tell me that Gareth is just something I imagined. You've seen him, too. Spoke with him as I have.
Yes, Alex.
Carol saw him. Spoke with him. Mary, too.
Isn't it possible that we, you and I, have conjured him up? Perhaps he's nowhere but in our minds.
No. No, I'm not that mad. I'll not believe that. They can't lock me up.
What is this? Still up? It's long past your bedtime. Now go to your room at once, children, or I will punish you both.
Yes, Frieda. We're going right now. Aren't we, Andrea?
You rang for me, Mr. Dyckman.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Coates. I just wanted to tell you what my plans are as they concern you and your future.
Future?
Well, you'll be well taken care of. I'm settling a substantial sum on you, a sort of a annuity.
You're letting me go?
Well, let us say that I'm retiring you.
Oh, but this is so unexpected, so sudden.
Mrs. Coates, as you know, the welfare of the children has been my prime consideration for many years.
But I can take care of them. I can watch them.
Of course, I'm not criticizing you. It's just that I have decided we can't do it any longer on this level. They're grown people now, no longer children.
When am I to leave?
Well, there's my car waiting in the driveway. If you hurry, we'll be able to have you catch the 11:20 train at the station.
Yes, tonight. So soon. Yes, I will go. I will be ready. But first I say goodbye to my children.
No. Under no circumstances are you to let them know that you're going. It would be very bad for them.
Oh, yes. Yes, I will do as you say.
What time is it?
A little after 9, I think.
9:20. I checked my watch before we left. Andrea, do you know the man driving?
No. But Uncle William said he would send a car for us. Probably some man from the village.
I tried to speak to him. He didn't give me much of an answer. Just mumbled something about driving us to the cemetery.
Is it very far from the house?
That's it. Just up ahead.
Oh, this is it. We'll have to walk from here.
Oh, driver, will you wait for us here?
Follow me. I know where it is.
Alex, don't run ahead. Wait for us.
Come on. It isn't too far.
I don't like being near me.
Neither do I.
Oh, I recognize the area now. This is the Dykeman family plot. And Carol was buried just up ahead.
Andrea! Mary, come quickly. Hurry!
Come on, don't frighten.
We're coming, Alex.
Look.
Oh.
It's empty. The grave is empty.
It was dug up. And the body removed.
Oh, it's obvious that your Uncle William never intended to go through with the re-examination.
But he never tried to block you. Or at least he said he never would.
Why did he go through this whole business of digging up the body and bringing us here to see what he had done? The car! The car that brought us here! It's leaving! Stop! Wait! Stop!
Hold your breath, Alex. He won't stop.
How are we to get back?
You might ask that question of your Uncle William.
Why, yes, that's an excellent suggestion, Miss Richards. But we must hurry. There isn't too much time left.
Why did you take the body of Carol Wicker from her grave?
I had two reasons, dearest nephew. One, I didn't want the body re-examined for obvious reasons.
It really was murder, then. Not suicide, as the coroner's report says.
Oh, my dear niece, you have an absolute genius for the obvious. Yes, the report is in error.
Carol Wicker was murdered by you.
As you have suspected for some time.
Why did you kill poor Carol?
She snooped around and snooped around. Until she came upon the truth.
That your story of how Gareth died was a lie.
Yes, I shot him down. I killed him. I don't believe in giving a rabid dog a chance to bite.
You brought us here to make a confession of your crime?
I brought you here, Miss Richards, to tie up all the loose ends neatly. You're all going to die right here.
No! No!
No, Uncle William couldn't. Why ask? What have we done to you?
You stand in my way. The Dykeman money will be mine.
You can't. You'll be discovered.
By whom? There'll be no witnesses. No one will investigate your disappearance.
Gareth, help us. Help us. He is your murderer. He's here.
Oh, keep calling if you think it will do you any good. Gareth Nordway is dead and buried. He cannot help you.
You wanted revenge. Here he is. The man who killed you.
All right. Line up now. Line up as I'm telling you.
Gareth, come now.
I shall have to shoot you then where you'll stand and drag your bodies into the pit if you...
Gareth, come, face your enemy.
Gareth, save us.
See, Miss Richards, they are stunted human beings, as I said. Wouldn't it be better to end it all and let them find peace? Poor mad creatures.
You are the madman.
Perhaps. But I control the situation, and it shall be as I want it to be. You will all be dead and silent, and no one will be the wiser. No!
No, please, please.
No! I'll stop you. I must stop
Stand
you.
Stand back, will you? Just...
I've got the gun. I've got it.
Oh, you shot me.
I'm...
Quick! Alex, he's fallen. He's shot. Alex.
Did I stop him?
Yes, Alex. He's dead.
Gareth, why didn't you help me?
I did it.
I was able to do it.
I had to let you become a man, Alex.
And have I, Gareth? Have I become a man? Why doesn't he answer me?
He doesn't have to. You've proven yourself, Alex. You know the answer. I just checked with the ticket agent. The train's on time.
I'm almost sorry. I hate to see you leaving.
I must. And you'll be all right now, Andrew. Oh, are you sure you won't reconsider and come back to the city with me?
No. I've definitely decided to stay in the old house. So many memories.
Well, if you ever change your mind, you know where and how to reach me.
I know. The old house will be different now. It feels different. The gloom seems to have lifted and everything seems brighter. If only Alex...
Now, you promised not to dwell on that.
Yes, I'll keep my promise.
But I wanted to say that I'm so proud. Yes, that's the word. So proud of him. He worried that he was weak and ineffectual.
But when the time came to be strong, he met the test.
I have a feeling. I know. But if I stay in Greystone, I will see him again. He'll be there always.
As the train began slowly pulling out of the station, Mary Richards could see the lonely figure of a young girl standing wistfully looking after the departing train. Then she saw Andrea turn and make her way back to the old station taxi, get in, and start to Greystone Manor, empty now of all but its ghosts. I'll be back shortly.
A lot of things, like a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Let's say this beer, Budweiser, is the king of beers.
When you say Bud, you've said the word that means you like to do it all. When you say Bud, you say you care enough to only want the king of beers.
Budweiser's always been the king of beers, and always will be, for one simple reason. It's quality taste. And that speaks for itself. Hear it talking?
When you say Budweiser, you've said it.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
What is real? And what is unreal? It's a question which has troubled man since he began to reason. Some say the answer can be found in our primeval fear of the dark, a carryover from our early days on this earth. There are others who believe that there are forces beyond our comprehension, forces which control us, guide us into good or evil. What do you think? Our cast included Marion Seldes, Christopher Tabori, Mary Jane Higby, Rosemary Rice, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Can't you give us your position?
Well, I can try, but with this maze of instruments, I'm not familiar with them.
Where are your pilots?
Both in a coma. Botulism poisoning.
Any chance they'll be out of it within the next hour and a half?
Hard to tell. They both were hit so bad, it's a toss-up whether they can hold out against respiratory paralysis.
And there's no other qualified commercial pilot aboard?
That's right. Only guy ever flew anything is me. And then it was just little old one-lung Cherokee prop you flew by the seat of your pants.
Well, if you can fly a Cherokee, you can fly a DC-9.
You're going to have to teach me, brother.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
My name's Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. This is KOIN in Portland. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. Secretary of State Kissinger begins Middle East peace talks today with a morning session in Jerusalem. Good morning, I'm Mike Stanley, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. If the schedule is holding, Kissinger has resumed shuttle diplomacy with a meeting in Jerusalem with Israeli Premier Yitzhak Rabin. This afternoon, the secretary is scheduled to fly to Alexandria for talks with Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. Kissinger arrived in Jerusalem last night to be greeted by some 2,000 chanting demonstrators, many of them bearded religious youths in skullcaps, who battled police outside the Knesset when Kissinger attended a dinner hosted by Rabin. And the demonstrators massed around the King David Hotel, where the visiting Americans are staying. They chanted "Go Home" slogans as right-wingers and members of ultra-religious groups delivered their most outspoken objections to efforts to forge a new interim peace agreement between Israel and Egypt.
They reportedly fear Israel is about to make too many territorial concessions. CBS News continues following this message.
Have you entered the fabulous CBS Radio Mystery Theater Contest? It's in full swing right now and will continue all through the month of August. Listen to the Mystery Theater today for details on how to enter. You can win an all-expense-paid, 7-day, 6-night vacation at Walt Disney World near Orlando, Florida. Each winner can take 3 people to Disney's Vacation Kingdom of the World. 16 people in all will be our guests. You'll fly first class and stay in luxurious accommodations. You'll see Disney's spectacular bicentennial celebration, America on Parade. You'll receive free tickets to all attractions at Walt Disney World. You can swim, golf, play tennis, ride horseback, camp, and dine in elegance. We have 400 Mickey Mouse watches for runners-up. There'll be weekly winners all this month. 16 people in all will have the chance to enjoy these free trips to the vacation kingdom of the world, Walt Disney World. Listen to CBS Radio Mystery Theater today on this station for all the contest details. Promotional consideration by Walt Disney World.
The return to double-digit inflation is causing concern in a number of areas, but the Ford administration believes better times and the lower consumer price index than the one announced yesterday lie ahead. CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint has that story.
Nelson tried to soften the impact by saying that early figures for August indicate the CPI will drop back this month. Nelson went on to say that the July increase of 1.2% is, quote, a warning that there has to be a good deal of vigilance exercised or inflation will be reignited and go into double figures. Nelson pointed out that President Ford has often spoken about heavy deficit spending bringing on more inflation. And he added that the figures for July have significance for what will happen unless the president's economic policies are followed. Nelson took strong exception to Michigan Congressman John Dingell's recent prediction that gasoline prices might rise to 90 cents a gallon by the end of the year, declaring this was totally and completely out of line with White House projections that gasoline will rise only by about 3 cents a gallon in the next few months. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Vail, Colorado.
San Francisco's striking policemen and firemen continue to report back to their jobs following last night's settlement of a strike by Mayor Joseph Alioto. The city's Board of Supervisors, refusing to go beyond their 6.5% wage increase offer, balked at okaying an Alioto-negotiated settlement involving a 13% pay hike. The mayor then declared a state of emergency so he could force through the agreement he had negotiated. Board of Supervisors member John Molinari was critical of that move.
I don't understand his logic. He's playing to the unions. He's completely given up on the taxpayers of the city. He's not responding to their wishes at all. If his office must be getting the same phone calls on us. The people are 100% behind this Board of Supervisors and its actions.
The new government of Bangladesh, after a brief flirtation with openness, has returned to being a closed society. Foreign correspondents were ordered out of the country at the expiration of their 72-hour visas, and the government said no other correspondents would be allowed in from abroad. No official reason given for that move. A power struggle is reported going on within the Bangladesh army. Reuters News Service, quoting informed sources in Dhaka, says the struggle is between young majors who staged last week's coup and senior military officers who were not involved. More in a moment.
The American woman is a business executive, a housewife, an author, a judge, a star athlete. In other words, the American woman is what she wants to be. And on the CBS News broadcast series, The American Woman, we report on and talk to women we're sure you'll find interesting. I'm Sylvia Chase, CBS News, a regular contributor to this series on the achievements and dilemmas of women in today's society. Listen for The American Woman, Monday through Saturday on most of these stations of the CBS radio network.
Summer is a time when many vacationers travel by air. Before you take a plane trip, you should know your rights. If you're denied boarding or bumped from a flight on which you have a confirmed seat, you're entitled to compensation equal to your fare under certain conditions. If you'd like to learn more, send for a copy of Air Traveler's Fly Rights. It's free from Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. That's Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, zip code 81009.
Four housewives in Schwenksville, Pennsylvania, claiming there's nothing more demanding than running a household, say they can run the borough more efficiently than the eastern Pennsylvania town's Republican leadership. Three of the women went to county election board yesterday to file petitions placing their names on the ballot for the borough council election next November. The fourth woman couldn't join them to file her petitions. She couldn't get a babysitter. Mike Stanley, CBS News.